Last fall, the city of Mesa became the first in the nation to be classified as a certified autism city. That was followed up more recently by the city's fire department reaching the level of a certified autism center. That means at least 80% of the staff has undergone training in dealing with situations involving someone on the autism spectrum. To learn more, our co-host Steve Goldstein had a conversation with Meredith Teakin, president of the International Board of Credentialing and Continuing Education Standards, which focuses on people with cognitive disorders. They began by talking about innovations in training related to working with people on the autism spectrum.
There has been, within the last even few years, a lot of advancement with early intervention, early diagnosis, as far as the medical side of it. So there's been a lot more awareness, again, even for medical professionals, on the need for services and to identify those individuals earlier on. Definitely been some advancements there that we kind of take into our programming. You know, we do talk a lot about children, but there's, autism doesn't go away. There's a lot of adults with autism or other sensory disorders, and there's millions of adults that were never diagnosed, because even 20, 30 years ago, you know, the medical community, you know, might have said, well, this person is severe and, you know, they'll never graduate high school or something like that. And we know from experience, even with some of our board members, that just isn't the case. Given the proper supports, you know, these individuals can grow and learn and change just like anybody else can. So I think, you know, in the past few years, there's definitely been a lot of advancements in that space, which of course we carry over to the programs that we deliver.
Well, so could we be very specific about what the training entails, so that in this case with Mesa Fire, they're able to get, what are some of the training?
So all of our programs are industry specific and position specific. So we work with a range of professionals, from medical professionals, educators in public schools, all the way to first responders, police, and law enforcement, as well as, you know, something like an attraction or a destination. So for first responders, what we try to teach them in the training and certification process is really, first of all, breaking down those myths and stereotypes. What is autism? It is a spectrum disorder. So there's a lot of variance with individuals on what their sensitivities are, what their needs are. So we talk about that. But it really starts with just understanding what is autism in general. What are some of those common behaviors or common needs and sensitivities? There's a lot of misinformation or just one type of autism being represented in the media, for example, as far as like TV shows and movies and things like that. So we want to start there with good evidence-based information, and also, again, building that empathy and understanding. How do these individuals kind of move through the world? How do they experience things? And that really helps those first responders understand why those individuals might behave or react in certain ways that aren't, you know, quote unquote, typical. We also give them specific scenarios that they might encounter. So if somebody is in danger, if there's a safety concern, a lot of times, you know, some individuals with autism might tend to elope or wander. So if they're looking for a missing child, we give very specific scenario-based information on some best practices, what to do, what to be aware of, as well as, again, communication strategies, how to communicate with those individuals to maybe de-escalate a situation, some common sensitivities to things like touch, if you're trying to help somebody who's in a dangerous situation or in a car accident or something like that, or a fire or something, you know, where there's a safety concern, but you could escalate and maybe make matters worse if you communicate with that person in a way that doesn't, you know, engage them properly. So we give specific recommendations for those scenario-based kind of situations. And then we also, in general, again, just try to give some empathy and understanding on really how to take each situation as it comes and take a step back before you engage with somebody.
And it's so fascinating, because first responders obviously are dealing with very high stress situations. Can you in some ways really give an example of, okay, this is what you're going to deal with, and this is how a person may be dealing with it, and this is how you may be feeling in that situation, knowing that you're dealing with something that has to be taken care of very rapidly, very quickly, very efficiently? How does all that go, and even mindset of the first responder?
So yeah, when we talk about mindset, it's kind of starting with some of the basics in some cases. So, you know, somebody is in a car accident, or, you know, a situation where, again, there's a safety concern, time is of the essence. Thinking about how to approach that individual. If you're going to touch someone, you need to let them know, especially if they have a sensory sensitivity. If you just lightly touch them, or what you think is lightly touching them, but they have a sensitivity to that, especially in a heightened environment, that could cause them to have a meltdown. That could cause them to resist, because again, autism being a sensory disorder, everybody has a little bit different level of sensitivity and ability to engage in certain situations. So if you're trying to get somebody out of a car, or you're trying to work with them and help them or take them somewhere that's out of danger, if you grab them or do things without telling them what you're doing, that could really kind of escalate the situation in a way that is not safe for anybody. You could also potentially, just with some understanding and communication strategies, be able to explain why you need them to go somewhere, why you need them to do something, explain what you're doing. A lot of individuals with autism also have a different perception of pain, for example. So some individuals may be more severely injured than you think by the way that they're communicating and responding and giving certain visual cues. And so just being aware of that even can help when trying to diagnose injuries or assess a situation. And then again, communication. A lot of individuals with autism may not understand subtleties. You know, they take things sometimes literally. Some individuals may be nonverbal. There's all those types of things to consider. So again, safety first, but if you can have that knowledge when you enter into a situation with an individual that may have a sensory need or has autism, then you can better manipulate the situation to the best outcome for everybody.